And I don't think when I got 80, I was supposed to have something. The devil is a lie. I don't care what you, well, you know, I said, I don't know nothing about that. This, I said, I don't know nothing about that. I didn't want mean to, you know, I don't mean that I'm 100%, but I tell you one thing, I'm going to be the percent God gave me. And I'm going to stay as healthy as I can because I believe God want me to be in health. I want us to be in, brother, God going to heal you. That's why I say God going to heal you because he wants us to be healthy. He said, let his will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Ain't no sickness in heaven. If it is, you show it to me. And then I say, oh, I was wrong.
There you go.
I don't care what the name of it is. I don't care. And I don't think God cares either. Y'all look at me funny if you want to. You might as well know who I am. This is me. Hello. We're going to get some things done. I was telling somebody, I said, we're going to take this town. Good. We're going to take it for Jesus. Because we're going to get out this church and go and knock on some doors now. Amen. Everybody looking at me. Well, if you feeling bad, how you going to knock on the door? Well, you going to say, how you doing, man? Shoot. That's all I don't want what you got. We got to have something that people want.
Yeah.
Be ready today to receive the word that God has given to me. Because I believe it's the word. I told Al, God gave me something else this morning. I said, Lord, I ain't studied that. Oh, it was so good. I said, oh, I want to preach. He said, no, you preached it right here. I said, okay, Lord. God is a man of his word.
Yes.
I say, he is a man of his word. You stop letting the devil tell you. You stop letting the devil tell you stuff. I have to do this. I have to walk in the word. Donald, I have to walk in the word. I do. I'm in a place where ain't your business, but I have to walk in the word. I have to walk in the word. The only thing keep me up and keep me not crying every time I come up here is the word of God. That's the only thing. Donald, when you called me, Ed, when you called me yesterday, I have to walk in the word. And I don't, you don't know nothing about it, but I had to walk in the word. Because I know God is for me.
Always.
He's for you. God loves you. He don't love me any better than he loves you. He got no special people. He just looked for me. I told him, I said, you know what, Al? He stands ready to use anybody that's ready. If you stay in the place where he can use you, he will use you. You want to, you go, ooh, wow. Because he'll be your mouth. You know that, brother. You know that. Let's have church today. Everybody say yes. Clap your hands for Jesus. Give him a good clap. And we're going to have church today. Praise the Lord. Brother Al.
Let's prepare our tithes and our offering this morning. Give God one more good praise. Give God. Hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God.
I just want to praise the Lord this morning. I'm still praising God. Still loving and thank the Lord for Brother and Sister Hearn because I know. Praise the Lord. And we got to get it in our minds what God has said. It's not what the doctor say. It's not, what man got already lined up how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be like this. Hello?
Yeah.
I don't care what he say. I'm telling you, y'all got to know me. I'm telling you, I don't care what he say. It's got to be what God say. And I found out, Brother Ed, that it is what God say. This morning I came and I had went through something yesterday and I can't be calling. I do worry Al because he's my son. I got three sons. Michael, Keith, and Al. Amen. But watch out. You get too close, I'll make you a son too. But God is good.
Yes, he is.
And I did what I thought. I laughed there when I was getting this. I said, Lord, the week done gone, and I've been thinking about something. Now, what you want me to give to the people? We don't want to go and get nothing out there, that we done store it in the refrigerator somewhere or something left over. I don't like a lot of leftover food, especially cornbread. I don't like leftover cornbread. So if y'all invite me, don't give me no cornbread that you cooked yesterday. I like fresh cornbread right off the... I don't like it. Amen. Amen. But what Bridget said, well, mama, don't come there because sometimes I'll be uncooked. And I said, well, you must be cooking mighty good. Just don't let me know you cooked it yesterday. Amen. So I was thinking in my heart, in myself, the medicines I preach to you is me first. When I come here to give you something, it's something I'm working on. Or, you know, the Lord said something to me about this. And the Lord began to talk to me about the words I speak. He said, people speak their stuff better than stuff, Celeste. He took me right back to when my mother was passing away and I had went to take care of my mom. I must have been like in my 20s. And I was coming back on the bus. I told you this before, but it's all over just coming there. He said, and I looked in the sky and I know my mother was dying. And he said, let there be light, a voice from heaven. And I looked up, I said, Lord, what that got to do with my mama dying? I never knew what it meant until now. And that's been 60 years ago. But what God say is God. And if God said, it's God. And no matter what the doctor say or what nobody else say, what God say, it is. And he told us this morning that he was our everything. He's our light, our dark in darkness. He's our everything. But I want to tell you this day, you came to the right place because in this place, I want you to be healed. God wants you to be healed. I'm not wanting anything that God don't want. I believe in complete healing. Well, you say, well, no. One man was left at Melita sick because he worked himself to death for God. You remember that guy that Paul said, and take a little wine for your stomach's sake, you know, what that Timothy and something, all this guy, he left at Melita's sick, he said. But that's the only one I read. I'm not saying the saints didn't get sick. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, if you're sick, he'll make you well. I was glad to see Brother Eddie walk in. We talked a little yesterday, and I was so glad to see him walk in. He's a man that believes God. He believed God because he couldn't have walked. He said he drove his car when it's impossible. But God is an impossible God. I said, God is a... I remember we used to drive the church on empty. And my church was like, wait, I'll say, my goodness, Pastor, your church was waiting. Somebody get that phone. Tawana. Oh, that was somebody else's phone. Y'all turn it off until we get out. My church was way down for me. I must have lived about, how much you say? Yeah, I lived about 40. Yeah, I was on Lucas and Hunt going to church. I was there on time. On time. Every time that door opened, I was there. So when the church split, all the pastors started, you know, pulling on me. Let's get Sister Davis. Now we got to have Sister Davis. What they messing with me for? I ain't going to tell you everything, but we got to have Sister Davis with us. You know, that I'd heard in the church and it blah, blah, but it was a mess. But I believe in being faithful to what I'm doing. And I went to church because I loved it. I went to church because I saw God move in it. I went to church for that reason. I went to church because I felt the Lord. And that many times I've come to church and I will see waves of glory across the pulpit because my pastor was a faith minister. And it would be waves across the pulpit. I will see this. Amen. We've stayed up 2 o'clock in the morning praying people through the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, I say, we stayed at church because we prayed to get the Holy Ghost. We just, you know, we come in there and shouting and hollering and whatever it took. And by the time the pastor get ready to preach, we were ready. And we'd had the thing already on fire. But today I want to go to Joshua. I thought the Lord took me to Joshua. Praise the Lord. Somebody been reading Joshua? I was on Hebrews, the 13th chapter, brother said he had been studying that. I want to talk about Joshua because Joshua was a man who followed Moses. And I'm sure that the faith that he had was because of what he'd been around. Yes. You're not going to, you know, unless we show people who God is, they're not going to have no faith to believe God. Well, God can't do this. And most elderly people, not y'all now, not you, your people, no. But I've been around elderly people who just feel like it's certain things that ought to be. And man said it. And they go by that. They don't go by what God done said. But it ain't what man done said, it's what God said. Praise the Lord. And so here's Joshua fighting this battle. And I want to go there. And I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but I'm going to read enough. And I'm going to start at the 8th verse of Joshua 10. And the Lord said unto Joshua, and Lord, I pray that you bless. I'm so excited, Lord. You know, I know I can't do nothing without you, but I'm just excited. So forgive me. I'm just excited. I'm excited about your word. I'm excited about what you're going to do, God. I'm excited about you healing your people. And Lord, I'm seeing people healed. So, Father, I thank you. We thank you for today, Lord. We thank you for coming back to the house of God. Yes. And it could be that maybe people haven't opened their churches. I don't know. But, Lord, I thank you that you're going to move in this place today. For what you gave me, you're going to move in this church today, God. Because the word is going to dwell in our hearts richly and get down in our souls. And so I thank you, Lord. And I thank you that you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, because I can't do nothing without you. And so, Lord, I praise and thank you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I want to make sure I do it, and I want to please the Lord. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not. He's talking about Joshua went to battle with the Gibeonites and the Amorites and all these otherites. Praise the Lord. But he said, and the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not. It doesn't matter how many people coming against you, how many trials you go, don't fear. If God is with you, he's more than anything against you. Yes. And I'm telling you what I know. If God is with you, he's more than anything against you. Remember that now. The Lord had said, and Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly and went up from Gilgal all night. And the Lord discomfited them before Israel and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon. He's talking about his enemies. And chased them along the way that go up to Bethoron, and smote them to Mazekah and unto Makeda. Came to pass as they fled from before Israel and were in the going down to Bethoron, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Azekah, and they died. So there were more which died with the hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. Brother Ed, I'm looking for God to move any way he want to move. Anyway. See, people think, no, I'm looking for God to move any way he wants to move. And well, you know, we never seen nothing like that. You know, hailstones coming down, killing people. You keep on living, you're going to see more than you ever saw. Because God is God. He just God. And this, wait a minute. And then spake Joshua to the Lord. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, then spake Joshua unto the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. Joshua seen many things that God has done. Remember, he was with him when God rolled the sea back. Wait a minute, Lord. There are people who have seen God and it ain't changed them a bit. Because it was a lot of people who came out of Israel. A lot. But somebody named Joshua and Caleb and a few others, they believed God. Here's something that Lord just put in mind. If you would keep what God do for you, how he moves for you. You know, it could be just a little move, but it was right. It was like Sister Linda. She came up the thing up here, went up there and her hands came where she could play the piano. Now she's still waiting on stuff, but that in itself gonna help her get the reality and the wholeness of what she need. You hear me what I'm saying? Because the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. And he know the time to bring you through. He know the time to bring you through your trials. He know the time to do it. Amen. And it's going to be when at his command. And the son, wait a minute. So I want to get this now. Then Joshua spake to the Lord. He was talking to God. In the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, he said in the sight of Israel, he was talking to the Lord. When Brother Ed get up to give a prophecy, I notice him. Sometimes I look at him. He's talking for the Lord. He don't see you or nowhere. He look around and say, what if anybody receiving this? No, he is talking from the Lord. The Lord is speaking through him. Am I making any sense? Okay. He said to the Lord, in the sight of Israel, because he was there. He said, son, stand thou still in Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. Because he hadn't beat the battle yet. He hadn't beat them on down yet. He knew if he waited till day, they would regroup and he would have much more to do. So he said, wait a minute, I got this. Son, who can do that? And I know he didn't look at the sun because you can't look at the sun. So he said, son, stand thou still with his eyes closed, looking up. Oh, Joshua, you know you something else. Oh, Sister Linda, you something else, girl. Oh, Joshua, y'all something else, girl. And the sun stood still. And the moon stayed. So you know how you do it. So you're going to look, go back and look. Everybody said, well, you know that. I said, he said the sun stood still. Nut. I'm looking at the man. He writing this up. I said, if he said the sun stood still, the sun stood still. And don't be trying to explain where it was an eclipse. I don't care what it was. The sun stood still. If he said the sun stood still. Now they told me that they found there was something missing when they was trying to get these rockets going up. They found some time missing, but they don't want to admit that. Oh no, they didn't bring it up. They go, well, it was an eclipse. And back in so-and-so day, this is when so-and-so was, I thought to myself, I said, you ain't helping me today. You ain't helping me today. You're not helping me today. I come to you for help and then you talking a stupid talk. No, if the sun stood still, by God, the sun stood still. I don't know the scientific reason why the sun stood still. I don't know, hallelujah, what it means. I ain't never read about what the sun's for and all the systems and stuff. I ain't got to know. If he said the sun stood still, then the sun stood still. Yeah. Amen. Because I'm looking for God. You know, in revivals, God burned up churches. I mean, it wasn't fire. It was his fire. Hallelujah. I'm looking for some fire to hit Revival Center. That's where I'm going. I'm looking for fire to hit it. They say, well, and I say, if you say fire, it says fire. Yeah. Holy Ghost fire. So the sun stood till in the moon. Till they whooped the battle. Till they beat them down. I said, Lord, have mercy. Now the Lord told me this. And there was no, let me read that first there. So the sun stood still and hastened not to go down. About a whole day. Now we know that the earth revolved around the sun. And I'm not here for a science class. And that was a day that not that before it or after it. That the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man. And the Lord fought for Israel. And Joshua knew that. The Lord fights for us. If you love God and you've been washed in the blood, the Lord fights for you. He's there just like you in a battle. He's there to take your side. He's there to heal your body. He's there to take you through whatever you're going through. We were talking today about a cross. He's there to help you bear your cross. And as he began to preach about, you got to preach that, Al, about the cross and us bearing the cross. I thought about Jesus. You know, I can't say I know everything about him. All I know is he's helped me. Hallelujah. He's helped me more than anybody can know. Praise God. More than that, that ain't your business, no way. But I'm saying, hallelujah, the cross that God has given me. I thought God, I said, Lord, sometimes I tell him, I said, Lord, I ain't strong as you think I am now. But some, I said, Lord, are you sure now? I'm not quite that strong. But then, you know how we silly people talk. Praise the Lord. But then he brings me through and brings me out. Hallelujah. But Jesus bore the cross. Praise the Lord. He was a man. But you know what, brother? Now, this is what I saw. When Al was ministering, I saw him giving everything out of his manly thing away. Giving up all the thing that was in him. The Bible say he became obedient by the things he suffered. I believe he gave up all that man thing in him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, gossiping. Because he never gossiped, but I'm just saying, you know. Downtown. He gave up all this little junk, all the little stuff that hold us down, that make us go back, oh Lord. You know, he gave all that up. He didn't say, well, I'm just human. Please. And when he came to the cross, I still seen a little man, a little teeny bit of man in him. Father, if it be possible, And I just cry when I read it. Let this cup pass. Nevertheless, I drink it. I drink it from Celeste, Al, Selena, Tina. There's a joy that I see when I go to this curse. Because cursed is every man that live on the cross. Isn't that what it say? Cursed. He was cursed. The shame, nakedness, the shame that he felt. All for me. All for you. All for you. Praise the Lord. But I came to tell you how to go through so much of these trials, because we're going through. You ain't seen nothing yet. You got to get your mouth, I got to get my mouth in order to speak the right things. You speak yourself right onto mess. I ain't gonna never where you will never. That's right. Amen. I can't, oh, then you can't. That's right. But what did the Lord tell you? Say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Now you think that this wrote down there. You think this is, Didi, I believe you were living the word. I believe you have to go to say, and no matter how you feel, you got to go say, but body, you got to go. You know, you get up in the morning, you guys, and go to work, and you feeling, you know, you might even have a headache. But you know, I got to go. I got mouths to feed. I got to feed my kids. I got to pay the light bill. Praise the Lord. So you get up and you say, I'm going. Now you might as well get, I don't know, but I'll tell them first, get on down. You might as well shut up because I got to do this. It's time to wipe the floor up. I don't feel like it. Well, shut up, because you got to wipe it up. So get up there and get it done. Then when you get to doing it after he done told you that you can't, you feel better, don't you? Amen. Well, it just me. This is part of my nature. You ain't supposed to have. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. You ain't got your daddy's nature. Yeah, some of us know. Praise the Lord. We got a new feature. We're a new creature with a new feature. That's what I say. We can overcome, beloved. You can. But you got to talk to yourself. You got to talk to self. Self is real. I'm telling you now. And self don't want to die. You hear me? Self want to always be in the lead. But you got to put that self down. Like Jesus said, nevertheless. Shut up. Nevertheless. Otherwise, shut up. Let your will be done. Then he seen the joy. He seen me standing preaching. He seen Brother Ed standing prophesying to his people. He saw Al growing. He saw all of you with what he intends. Al brought up something. We know this. We read the Bible. But before he ever created the world, he saw us. Before he ever stepped out and said, let there be light, he saw a little Celeste ordained Davis being born. And I came this morning to tell you, I don't know if I'm, but I'm just going to tell you, I appreciate God. You hear me what I'm saying? I appreciate it. And so I was coming to church this morning. I was coming to service this morning. And a lot of times, you know how you go through with God. I said, now, Lord, you know I didn't want to be no lady preacher. My church taught me against it. And it was in my heart that women could not preach. And I preached against it. Me. Sure did. God ain't called no woman. Well, whatever my pastor said, that's what I preached. That's right. And I said, you know, when they tried to sell the building, I was so glad I didn't know what to do. Oh, they sell the building. I don't have to preach. And not that I didn't love people, because God did. Oh, God moved in that little building over there. I was glad to get out of that little building. But every time I would try to get out, somebody would say, Pastor, guess what? I found so-and-so. I said, oh, Lord. So here I said, Lord, I came because you told me to. And so when I thought I had quit, I went, I'm going to go to church. I was so miserable. You know, what am I doing miserable? I mean, I ain't supposed to. I mean, the woman, put a man up there. I go to church and Brother Richard's standing out. Hi, Sister Dave. I say, praise the Lord, Brother Richard. Say, Sister Davis. He taught, said, God wants you. He sends people to. Yeah, he do. He sends people. Yeah, that's true. He said, it's your. He wants you. Do you understand? When he got to tell me, I said, yes, sir, I understand. So I goes on back home, fussing and God, you know, I'm a woman and da-da-da-da-da and some and da-da-da. So Matt said, I didn't have nowhere. Well, Lord, ain't no place out here in Winfield, ain't nowhere. Matt said, Pastor, I found a place down in Olivet, the Olivet Community Center. And I told a lady that we want to rent it. And she was just going, I said, so I'm saying, I said, now, Lord, you fill this place up because now you owe me something. Because, you know, I did not want to do this. I didn't want to do it. I didn't. You know, I didn't. Someone, and my husband was taught against women ministers. But the Lord put it in his heart, in his mouth. He said, Celeste, if God told you and you feel, get on out there and do it. The Lord made him say that because he don't believe in women preachers either. Because that's what he was taught. So here stand I. Here I stand. And I want to please him. Let me see the hands of y'all. I want to please the Lord. You hear me? I want to finish. I told Al, I said, you know, Moses least saw the promised land. And he didn't let me see it, what he done said. The church fill up and people around the walls, like he told me, fire falling down. I want to see it. And I believe it. So in my heart, if there's a, I repent today. I don't want nothing in my heart to say, I ain't no woman preacher. So now I say, how you doing? Praise the, yes, I'm Sister Davis, a woman preacher. That's so stupid. That's so stupid. I'm a woman preacher. They say, oh, you preach? Give me your card. I say, here you are, honey. And you then I just goes on. Then I get a chance to win. Here am I. Here am I. Okay. The Lord took me to the scripture. I'm going to get back to what the Lord told me to tell you. He told me to tell us to change the way we talk. Me first, Linda. You have to train yourself to do what you're supposed to do. You don't just get up and just because you saw it wrote down, you do it. And so Proverbs, somebody get this for me real quick. I got it wrote down though. Proverbs 6:2 said, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. I know you don't read it. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. What you say, Lord, I'm telling you, it's the truth. It's the truth. You, if you cannot say what is right and what God say, God says so and so and so and so, stop letting the devil take you backward. Because every time you... Am I preaching okay? Yes. Oh, thank you then. Yes. Don't let the devil take you back. If God said whatever he said to you, that's what it is. I don't care what the doctor say. They went to God. Do you know everything they got? They got it from God. They got it from me. Why go to down here to, you know what my husband did? Come on now. When we built this church, well, I ain't gonna go to this. They made us put in a concrete covered. Now, everybody else is putting in steel covers, which is cheap. A concrete cover costs a lot of money. Just so happened, I had the people that know how to do something. Oh, boy, I could write a book about this. So when they put a concrete, so when they opened this station over here, the electric company, they put in a steel a cover. They'll say, oh, no, no. He went down to St. Charles. My husband's something else. He went down to St. Charles. They said, he's not, I want to see the top man. I don't want to talk to you. I want to see the top. Oh, well, Mr. Sir, he's up. That's who I want to see. I'll see him wait. So they called. He went to Mr. Elman. That's how I know his name. His name is Elman. He went up there. He said, now, look, you all made my church, poor little church. We not rich people. We just built a small church. Made us put in this expensive concrete covered. And right across the street, the electric company, who's got all the money, they go stick in next 2 days, baby. They was taking that thing out, putting in the concrete cover here. And everybody on the street, you look down, they got concrete covers. Because they don't, Dad David's going to go down there and say, look, you look, y'all got money. We had, because, you know, we put it in. We didn't have, you know. But you know what? It's what God say. Oh, I could use that. So whatever, praise the Lord, they got wrote, if God said it, you go to the devil and say, look now, devil. I know what you're saying, but this what God said. And so I'm speaking what God said. Praise the Lord. Oh, I hope I'm getting this across, because God showed to me to tell you this. He told it to me first, brother. He told it to me first. And so I walked around the house today, and when I'm in this process, I said, you know what, devil? Now the Lord done told me to talk different, and I'm going to start practicing. Because what God says in your life is going to bring you to, you know, Jesus said for the joy that was set before him. He suffered the cross because he saw all the souls that would be saved and cleansed. He saw Donald. He saw you. He saw us all. If you could ever get that God did a wonderful thing for you and for me, brother. He did. And I just, when I went off in my mind, I said, Oh God, I can do this. Sometimes I told him, I said, Lord, I ain't strong. He said, yes, you can. I ain't gonna put that on you. Can't bear. I don't care where you standing, what's wrong with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God has got the answer. Don't worry. And you know, the devil got all these big old names. You don't even know what to be. The Salada Sada. Shoot. Names you ain't never even heard. When I looked at your son and you got the doodle doodle up to a hall. And you, I'm saying, what you say you got? I said, God don't care what the name is. He said, by his stripes, we are healed. That's what God said. I said, that's what God said. And that's what he means. If he said, by his stripes, we're healed, then we're healed. I don't want nothing else to say. Good. You better bring the word to me if you come. He said, by his stripes, I'm healed. He said, Brother Donald, by his stripes, you're healed. The doctor scared you to death and put fear in you, and you won't even know how to talk to God. Because even though you love the Lord, you say, well, you know, God gave doctors. Yeah, God gave doctors because we ain't got no faith. The middleman. That's good. But I'm going to tell you about a God that's able. He can heal. He can do whatever you need. He can do it. I don't care. I don't care. He can do anything. And I'm going to tell you, I told me and Bridget, my daughter Bridget over there, she's always been around me closer than most of the kids. And I remember one, she came, we had a restaurant. Yeah, I owned a restaurant, Mama D's. Yeah, okay, hello. And we owned a restaurant, and she was so sick. And the kids worked in the restaurant. We was going to, you know, let the kids hit a restaurant. She came to we was talking about that. I'm talking about God now, Bridget. She was so sick. But at this time, I went around nothing but just believing God. I just, come on here. You know. And I bought, she come in, she's sick, and she's the best cook we got. I said, oh, no, We closed the restaurant today. I don't know what I said. No, you come to the wrong place and come at the wrong time. I do that. Be hell. She went in there. She must have had a touch of the flu. She started to sweat. I said, girl, go wipe your face. He's the same God. The same God. He hasn't changed. And I done made up my mind, if you can believe, all things are possible. I don't care what you got, what they say, how many years, I don't care. I believe God is a healer. I've seen him heal too many times. And so my daughter got married and some, whatever, Ronnie. I'm going to say very little about Ronnie. Yeah, Ronnie, but anyway. But we fast and we prayed 3 days and nights for you, Ronnie. Amen. And you said something you remembered. But what we said, Ronnie going to be, there he sit. I say, there he sit right there. And I remember we used to go down to hell, Bible class, and Ronnie be sitting up there. I wish they'd get out of here. You know. And now he out there talking about, yeah, God did something. And God is something. And everybody, oh, God saved me. God said I had a, what is an aneurysm? They said, you ought to be dead. He said, no, God did it. I'm going to tell you, if God can do that for him, he can do it for you. Praise. I said, if God can do it for him, he can do it for you. He can do anything. You just got to believe it. That's all he asked you to do, believe it. Get stupid. Get stupid and believe it. No matter what nobody take, but you know, my cousin died with that. Well, yeah, it was your cousin. I'm not your cousin. I'm God's child. I'm a child of the King. I walk with God. I talk with God. I know He'll do what I say. I don't care. Well, praise the Lord. Because the devil got a list. And he'll have you, well, you be sick, you be dead next year if you look at that list. But God got a list. And if you read it, you'll live. I say if you read it and believe it, you'll live. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Brother Ed, hallelujah, I had 10 babies. And when I started having children, my body, you know, did what other people body do. And so I went to the doctor, and the doctor told me, said, you're bleeding inside. And I want to operate. I say, oh, no. God, I told you I want no man cutting on me. Now, this is just me now. No. So I went back home, and I just praised God, got my music, and walked into God. I said, God, you promised me. Praise the Lord. Well, now, that was about when I was about 30. That was 50 years ago, 51 years ago, and I should be drowned by now. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And so I had to go to the doctor for something, about something in my body. And so the lady, you know, to the x-ray department. And the lady said, she said, you know, I'm not supposed to tell you this. This has been about 3 years ago. She said, but you are healthy inside. You know, I'm not saying you're not going to have, our body ain't going to break down because we're older. You know, I had some of the, had all the kids up the stairs. Praise the Lord. I tell you what happened. My niece called me. She was telling me about what they had done to my brother-in-law. And as I sit there and listen to her, it got in my spirit. This is the truth forever. And my arm started hurting. That's how bad it hurt me. And I said, my arm wouldn't quit hurting. And that's my doctor over there, Bridget. I said, Bridget, something wrong with me. My arm is hurting me, my left arm. And that signifies your heart, you know. So I go, got a hold to all the saints, got on the road, we call it a roto call. Got on, all the saints is there at the church, at the hospital. I'm sitting there, my blood pressure done went up to 169 over something, listen to this mess. Uh-oh, there's something else. Don't let people fill your mind with a lot of doubt and fear. It'll make your blood pressure. I'm telling you, my blood pressure went up to like 169 over something higher than that. And so I'm sitting there, my arm still hurting me. Lord, what's the matter with me? Well, Miss Dave, we got to keep you overnight. We're going to give you this, something they did. I don't know what they did. Praise the Lord. And I said, Lord, I won't go through this no more. I just, you know, and I went through all this, and they gave me this, and they gave me that. And it's a little doctor that fell in love. He was a nurse. He come in, Miss Davis, now all you got to do is get this down to 2.5, whatever it was. And then that'll be okay. And I said, okay. I don't even know what he's talking about. 2.5, okay. So praise the Lord. So the next morning, praise the Lord, all the saints got around and prayed for me. And I told y'all now, if y'all ain't got no faith, stay home. I love you to death. And I'll just look at you like you never would. You don't believe God when I get down, don't come. But them saints believe, they're praying God. Praise the Lord. The next day, praise the Lord, about 12 o'clock, the doctor come in, the heart doc, he said, Mrs. Davis, we went into your heart and this white stuff, and nothing is blocked. I said, thank you, Lord. Nothing blocked your heart. He said, your heart is strong. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because God made my heart. I'm not saying that. Y'all don't misunderstand me. And don't try to make me be somebody I ain't, because I'm just me. I believe God made my heart. And I did some talk with God. I said, God, you made my heart. Praise the Lord. I've got some work to do. And you put me in that church when I didn't even want to be up there. Now, I can't be having no heart attacks and everything. And can't help your people. He said, my poor child. Let me go down here and do what I say. Get down there and fix that thing up. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know. Well, whatever it was, it ain't there now. So the next day, come and get me. I went home. I didn't go home because I'm so great. I didn't go home because I'm good looking. I went home because I had faith in God. I come all out of so. And so when I got down, I said, God, you know. You know, God, oh, listen, God said he would do it. You know, man, you come in and say, now, Lord, now, look. You said you'd do this. I'm not worried. You know, I got to be healed. I got to. And so I accept your healing. I accept. However you talk to God. I mean, he might not accept. He accept me because he know I ain't got no sense. But he just accepts me. And he's, you know, he knows me. He know you. But you ain't got to put up with nothing from the devil. I said nothing. Nothing that the Bible said that you can overcome, then you can overcome it because he said you could overcome. You start again, looking and look, get in the word, find out what it say and speak it. Don't, you know, don't go home and say, who's today preach? No, you get in the word for yourself, find out what it say. Hallelujah. And speak it, Barbara. That's all you got to do. God can do anything. I said anything. I don't care if your mama had, your daddy had, your grandma had it, and you born. No. Any man that's in a Christ, he's a new creature with a new feature. You ain't got the same blood. You ain't even got the same mind. Hallelujah. He's making you into what he wants you to be. And I feel like the cross is making me into what he wants me to be. Amen. So I got a little proud that he chose me. Oh, look at that. I must be okay. I thought that he told me I wanted to say, oh, I must be okay. Okay. All right. All right. So he said, just speak when I speak. Then it got bad. Oh, Jesus. Thought I called Gwen and said, Gwen, come get me. The next day when I told her, I said, Lord, you know what? This is my, we've been married 64 years. And ain't a devil in hell. I told the lawyer that. Ain't a devil in hell gonna split this marriage. Good. When the divorce came, I went out and I told this lawyer, I said, you a big liar. I'm standing up at the judge. He's the judge up here. I said, I don't mean to, you know, whatever the word is. I said, but you a big liar. Lord, move. So we're supposed to go to talk to a mediator. And the mediator's number on my husband's thing was turned backwards. So he couldn't get in touch with the mediator. And so the lawyer called him and said, I told you to call that mediator. I told you to call. He said, I said, I'll call her. So I called her. She said, meet us. And I said, okay. He said, you call her back. We ain't going nowhere. I'm too old for this stuff. And then when they told him to put his money in somewhere where, you know, where he can't touch his money, he got money. He put it in there. You know, he said, and they telling me, put my, doctor, that man asked me, do I have a something or other account? He said, I ain't putting my money, no. I said, you done touched the wrong thing on him. I'm talking about a God. I said, I'm talking about a God who's able. Hallelujah. Then I read, I hate divorce. I said, well, you hate him, I hate him too. He's hated. I'm still Mrs. Davis. Praise God. Mrs. Celeste Davis. Praise the Lord. Preacher. Amen. Preacher Celeste Davis. God is able. He's able. And anything that he's got in there that's sin, he will stand with you with it. I'm telling you, he will stand with you that it won't be done. I guess the Lord said, well... You know, he said, well, you still owe me. He said, well, I'll pay you because I ain't going to get no divorce. I said, I'm through with this thing. I'm through with it. I'm through with it. I don't want to tell y'all too much now. I ain't never going to that church. Guess who out there cut up that garden yesterday? Guess who getting ready to plant sweet potatoes out there? And greens and beans and so on. And I just listen. You need to keep your mouth shut sometime. And so I just listen. I said, he said, well, he said, I'm going to go out today and I'm going to get me some sweet potato plants. I got to go down on Handley. He said, while I'm down there, I'm going to see my brother. His brother, he said, well, I'm going to see my brother. I said, okay, honey, okay. I'll be back. I said, I fixed some greens. I cooked some greens. And I got some smoked turkey wings that I bought because Steffi comes over to stay with me on Sunday sometime. I said, I'll be ready. And I had the bread ready when you come. Praise God. Did you want anything else? Or do you want me to wait till next week to make the potato pie? Because you love sweet potato pie. Y'all need to come on. Come on. Y'all need to come on. You do what God tell you to do, he going to do for you. You hear what I'm saying? And now it's nothing. I told her, I said, it's nothing. I said, you know, when I do what God want me to do, it turns around. He'll make his enemies be at peace with you.
Yes.
I mean, you hear what I'm saying? I wish I could tell you more. Oh, but I might write a book one day. But I'm going to tell you, God is an awesome God. He rules in the heavens above. God is awesome, and he's awesome, and you ain't too little, and you ain't too don't know him. All you got to do is what he say, and he'll give you a miracle that you can't believe. God is a God of miracles. That's his name. Praise the Lord. That's his name. And I go to him like that. I say, God, you promised. I say, I pray the Lord's Prayer in the mornings. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I think it's in here. I know they think the only, but on and end is two different words for me. End is in here. I want your will done in me, God, as it is in here. What you do, I want it. But I found, children of God, that I have to walk in it. I found I just can't say it and say, well, Lord, you know. No, you got to practice it. And as you practice, you will change. You will change. Hallelujah. I've seen people in this church really change. Because they're walking in the word, I see people changing. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now, all the Lord told me to tell you to do is change your speech. Do what he said. Speak the word. Speak the word. Somebody else said speak the word. Then he said, the man that need the servant here. He said, Lord, you just speak the word and my servant will be healed. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Speak the word. I don't care what's wrong with you today. Praise the Lord. Speak the word. And he will come on the scene. And I used to say, if he have to send a flea from a whatever, a dove from China, he will heal your body. Children of God, there are people here that's almost them waited and waited. I know a couple people that waited and you that have waited on your healing. God told me to tell you, speak it, and he's going to do it. Get your mind turned around that he will do. See, no. I said, get your mind turned around that he will do. He said, well, Pastor, Mama, whoever you are, I've been doing that. Do it, keep on doing it. Come on, keep on doing it. I don't care what hurting you, what they say, what the doctors done said, because they always got some kind of prognosis or diagnosis or whatever it is. I come to tell you to change your speech and let it be that. And don't let nobody else tell you nothing else. Because somebody goes, well, you know, I don't want, well, be nice. Be nice now, be nice. Now, you know you got to do, no, you don't. No. Amen. I know God will do what he say. And I know God is God. Brother Eddie, what I've been through for these last 3 years, I know God is God. And I know he's faithful. And I know he loves right. And I know he loves righteousness. And I know he loves holiness. And I know he loves me and loves you. And I don't know how much he loves me and loves you, but I know it's a whole bunch, as kids say. Amen. Will you stand? I deliver my soul. Praise the Lord. I said I deliver my soul. Anybody need prayer today, you can come. Praise the Lord. And I want to thank those who have listened today. If you're still listening, God loves you. Sometimes we get caught up because we're in this place. But I see you too. And if you need God, he's there waiting. Amen. But the thing you need to do, it stop running. Yeah. You stop running from God. And let him know that you love him. And come today and ask him to forgive you. That's all you got to do is come and ask him and beat it. You know you can't find it. You've been out there and you've been searching around out there and you ain't found nothing yet. And you ain't going to find nothing. Because what you're looking for is ready, been there with you all the time. It's God. Amen. Lord, move in Jesus' name. Anybody here need prayer, come. Praise God. Come in faith. Believing.